It's time now to speak to Alice Walker about arts news. Now, last week we heard that the famous tenor Placido Domingo pulled out of a performance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. There's more to this story this week.
There is. So just quickly, because we've talked about this a little bit, Placido Domingo is facing sexual harassment allegations from 20 women, which he strongly disputes. The latest is he's resigned as general director of the Los Angeles Opera. So this is the company he helped found in the 1980s and which he's led for more than 15 years. LA Opera is currently investigating the allegations, but they've already had big repercussions for Domingo's career as he's now cancelled or been removed from all his US performances this year and next, though he does still have performances scheduled in Europe.
And staying in the opera world, we're saying goodbye to two really big stars this week.
We are. Let's start with Jessi Norman, the Grammy Award-winning soprano who grew up in a segregated Georgia in the US and due to racial barriers was forced to start her career in Europe. She did well and truly break through in the US eventually. She even won the National Medal of Arts. She debuted at the Met in the 1980s. Here she is in that performance of Les Troyens. That's from Gervais Mourir. And did you know she has an orchid named after her in France, Michael?
I didn't know that, but Gervais Mourir means I'm going to die.
It does. I did not even think about that. That's a little bit awkward.
No, it's not awkward. It's a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing to hear.
It's a beautiful song.
That voice, I heard her sing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra when I was quite young, and that voice is just imprinted on my brain. You could never copy it. Jessi Norman there. And we're also farewelling the tenor Marcello Giordani.
The Sicilian had a big relationship with the Met, where he performed more than 240 times, especially Puccini roles. Here he is singing Nessun Dorma from Turandot at the Met in 2009. All'alba vincerò.
It's ridiculous, but it makes you cry every time.
So uplifting. It's so important to hear their voices, don't you think, to really understand?
Oh, yeah.
So Giordani died over the weekend of a heart attack at the age of just 56.
Yeah, that's not very old, is it?
No.
Back home now, there's a new not-for-profit organisation to support comedians.
It's called Awkward Giraffe, and it's been started up by the friends of the late Melbourne comedian Eurydice Dixon, who was murdered last year. Kieran Butler is one of the founders. He told the ABC's James Oughton, the aim is to give small grants to social, political and philosophical comedy in the spirit of Ms. Dixon's.
It was the type of comedy and comment that she was able to make on topics like, I mean, she was well known for her views on feminism, but she would also be able to take topical stuff out of the news and give a slant on it that was always original. So I suppose we're looking for people who are in that vein, you know, people who are doing something original, doing something that's a little bit brave. She was very brave.
Awkward Giraffe launched last week using money left by Ms. Dixon, and its first round of funding opens later this month.
Look, very briefly, we can just look at what's happening at the Hayes Theatre in Sydney. Just give us the highlights of that.
Yeah, so there are four new Australian musicals on the list. There's The Life of Us, Dubbo Championship Wrestling, which sounds fantastic, doesn't it? The Sovereign Wife and The Rise and Disguise of Elizabeth R. And in terms of Australian premieres, The Bridges of Madison County, Head Over Heels, that's the musical with music from the Go-Go's, it's just been on Broadway, Bonnie and Clyde, and there'll be a production of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along to celebrate his 90th.
Yeah, so let's look forward to at the Hayes Theatre in Sydney. Alice Walker there with Arts News.